well, and some relevant to what we're learning will be aired here in the lesson.
I remember the time that Rabash wrote this article and how much he dedicated to it, so much attention and power to organize in a single article all of the attitude, all of the attention that a person should have to what he's doing in his life. That is, you can say that this article is aiming us correctly to life, so that we will achieve out of life everything that we need to do in this world. This is why I'm hoping that we will understand his intention and what is it that he wants to convey to us by this. We are together in a new time that started really less than a year ago, or that it is felt in us in such a way. Of course, there were preparations for it, and we've been talking for many years before that about us being in a new period of time, in a new generation. However, we just talked like this, and because Bala Sulam wrote it, and he wrote about it 100 years ago. And the Ari wrote about it 600 years ago. Because indeed, from his time onward, a new era began. The revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah started from the Ari. Really, with the Ari, the exile ended. And the souls started to come closer to correction. In practice, this was done through the Baal Shem Tov and later on through Baal Sulam. So we talked about it. This is what it says. We received the texts from the Ari, from Ramchal, the students of Baal Shem Tov, and in the end, from Baal Sulam. But nevertheless, it was just talking, and it was spread over a few hundred years, so we didn't quite pay attention to it. But now, we are truly in a new time in practice, which is going over us, it is bending us, it is giving us a new form to our society, to our families, to our children, us, the whole world, the entire Kli, man's attitude to life. We can see that we've already entered a state where the upper forces are giving humanity a new form. And accordingly, we, therefore, have to understand. So what is happening to us? What shall we do with sorry, friends, how shall we act correctly according to these forces that are operating on each one of us, on our families, on the different nations, on nature? Because really, on our response, as we learned from the wisdom of Kabbalah, through our time, we can actually change these things. We are obligated to respond, to have the right response. This is the reason for which we need to understand that the Creator is working on us in such a way in order to awaken responses in us, and by us working with Him, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, working reciprocally. That way, as much as we will connect, we will bestow to Him by uniting between us more and more, and being help made against him to work opposite him and he's opposite us, and in such a way, through this mutual work, we will start to change ourselves and to change the world, and we will reach the correct form, that what he really wants out of us.
Я хочу просто уточнить. Вы сказали, что каждый момент времени Творец посылает сигнал, и надо отреагировать по этой линии к нему обратно правильным образом.
Just wanted to be accurate about it. You said that every moment the Creator sends a signal and you need to respond correctly. What does it mean?
Well, in our case, it means that we are in the time of the Messiah, and it's not by chance we're in a time of correction, in a time where the upper light is pulling us, Mashiach, Messiah in Hebrew from the word Moshech, pulling, it is pulling us, and we need to know what is this force that is pulling us, what does it want to do with us, how can we prepare ourselves so that it will do this work on us, how can we become partners with it, and advance in this way. Therefore, we have to understand precisely what is required of us and try together to implement it. Let's learn how to do it. Okay. All right, so let's start. Moshe.
The article, What are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? The writings of Obash. Our sages said, quote, Rabban Gamliel, son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says that it is good to learn Torah with work, for exertion in both mitigates iniquities, and any Torah with which there is no work is ultimately cancelled and induces iniquity, end quote.
Not only does it not help, but it also induces iniquity. Yes?
This verse is very perplexing to understand literally. Can it be that one who learns Torah without working alongside, the Torah stops being Torah? Moreover, the Torah with which there is no labor induces iniquity? The previous verse is also difficult to understand. Why is it specifically exertion in both that mitigates iniquity? After all, our sages said, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice, end quote. They did not say that in order to revoke the evil inclination, the Torah also requires labor in order to revoke the evil inclination. We should interpret this in the way of the work. It is known that the evil and iniquity is primarily the nature in which man was created, whose origin is the dust. As it is written, after the sin of the tree of knowledge, quote, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return, end quote. Dust is malchut, which is the will to receive for one's own sake. On this desire, there was a tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment, which means that this place became a space vacant from light. The tzimtzum was in order not to have the bread of shame. Rather, to the extent of equivalence of form, the concealment is removed and the upper light comes instead of it.
That is, so far it should be clear to us, right? I think that the Creator wishes to open for us all of the worlds, Himself, the upper light. However, if we will receive it in such a way, then we will be receiving and he will be bestowing, then we will be able to receive only a little bit, as much as we can in our vessels of reception. He wants us not about how much we will receive, but for us to reach his level, his degree, his perception, his existence. That is not like a baby that receives everything from the mother, and then he's very close to the mother. However, we want to develop him so that he will be like the grown-ups. And this is what we have to learn. And therefore, the attitude that we have to develop towards the Creator is not about how do we receive from him and fill ourselves up, as our vessels of reception would have liked, Rather, we want to receive his qualities and to resemble him. These are two different things. Either we want to receive from him, or we want to receive his qualities. That's the difference.
Keith, can you elaborate on that?
Well, in short, what is most important for us is the intention. What is it that we want out of the study? What do we want out of the assembly of the friends? What do we want out of our whole life? Through all of our actions, we want to receive an upper force that will correct us, will change us. A person should constantly be in that intention. I want to change. What can I do in order for me to change so that I will resemble the Creator, so that I will grow spiritually? What do I have to do? This is the question that should always be in the person. And accordingly, he will search and find, and also the Creator will aim him from above, and also through the friends, he will see how he should kind of get in between them, be together with them in order to capture the maximum reforming light.
Spain too.
Buenas noches, Rab. Cuando dice someternos a la Torah, ¿qué debemos hacer para aportar positivamente a la escena, a nuestros amigos?
When he says to devote oneself to the Torah, what does it mean? To be devoted to the friends in the ten?
Be devoted to the Torah, to the Creator, to the friends, it's the same thing. All in all, it means that I give myself to the change. It is not within my power to do anything with myself. I am always an egoistic desire. As I was born, this is how I will be. This is how the Creator created me. And what depends on me right now is only this inclination that I want to change so that the will to receive within me will take on a new form, so that I will use all of my nature in order to bestow back through the friends to the Creator. By this, I acquire the same nature as the Creator. And according to that, as much as I resemble him, I come closer to him. This is called getting closer in spirituality, until I truly reach the same state as him. I reach adhesion. As it says, return all the way to the Lord your God. Truly so. And this is what we want. Toronto 2.
Rav, this intention that the ten has to keep, is it enough that at all times at least one individual from the ten keeps the intention, or that everybody in the ten has to keep the intention at all time, or at least someone 24/7 has to keep the intention? Would that count as an intention of the ten?
It's a nice question, Yigal. It's a nice question. We see also that with the students of... who were those students?
Ramchal.
Moshe?
Ramchal.
Ramchal, right. The students of Ramchal, they also had this duty. Around the clock, 24 hours a day, they were constantly in intention and in prayer. Each one received, let's say, a certain hour or half an hour. How many students were they? I think there were 18, something like that. Students, maybe 16. So they divided to themselves the fortnight, so that each one during his time slot was praying, was requesting, was aiming for the entire group, but he had to hold the entire group inside of himself, and then out of the entire group, to turn to the Creator. It is possible, it's very nice, do it, go ahead. Toronto, please.
Thank you, Av. What does it mean to hold all the friends within me?
That I feel myself as responsible for everyone. That I realize that that I simply feel, as a mother who feels all of her little children inside, it's very simple. I know that without them, well, at first I understand that without them I cannot reach spirituality. So I necessarily am with them forcibly. I have no choice. Then I start to receive more and more reforming light for it. And then I start to understand that they are closer to me. I also start receiving some emotion towards them. At first, I just understand it intellectually, that I have to. It says that I have to, so I have to. But later on, through this understanding, through this work that we all integrate together, that we try to help each other, we give an example to each other as much as how much we are drawn towards connection between us, because the goal is revealed in the middle of our connection. As much as I have the greatness of the goal, the importance of the goal of the Creator, accordingly I have to bring myself to connection with the friends. And I start to feel that here inside of me, some place starts to be built where all the friends are. And once I will finish building that place emotionally so that we are all together as one in it, I will also discover the fulfillment, which is the Creator, at least as the light of Nefesh, the light of Ruach, etc. This is the revelation of the Creator inside of the created being as inner light. However, it has to be clothed in the light of Hasadim, in my giving. Therefore, all of our work with the friends is in order to reach mutual bestowal, so that no one is thinking about himself, but only of the others. And by this, we are establishing this network of connection between us, the field. It is called the field blessed by the Lord, and in it, the Creator is revealed. Ashkelon 2.
When is the recognition that the evil inclination is the enemy, the one who hinders in the person?
It depends on how much the person works on himself, how much he takes part with the friends, how much he looks at them and is envious of them. Look at them from the side and see how much they are better than you. And then you will see that your evil inclination is constantly all of your life, whatever you did, you were mistaken in your life, in each and everything, because the evil inclination was managing you.
Yes, Rav, we do identify. And that, well, first of all, identifying the evil inclination itself, that's the problem. And also, what do we do after we...
When we recognize what we're doing, then we pray.
I mean, when we find that it's the evil inclination, when we recognize it...
You pray. Your whole correction, you can't do anything really, but only to pray, only to ask of the Creator. And that also doesn't quite depend only on you. Rather, you have to look at the friends. You have to show it to each other. If I want to turn to the Creator, I, by myself, cannot turn to Him. I will always forget about it, because I can turn to the Creator only on the condition that I'm showing the friends that I am turning to the Creator, as if I'm turning to the Creator, and then the friends are impressed by me, and they turn to the Creator, and then I'm impressed by the friends, and I turn to the Creator. Everything is through the environment, through the society, not directly.
Safonto.
Pray for my friends in the 10 correctly, one by one, or is the whole 10, do I relate to it as a kli? How to do it?
It's better to do it in the whole 10. One by one, well, it's in a condition that, you know, God forbid, maybe you need to pray for someone, for a specific individual in the 10. But if I'm thinking about the 10, I should be thinking about everyone together, even though from everyone together I make a certain, how do you say it? It's not really just searching, but I kind of scan each and every one. I learn from each and every one because each one of them is unique. One maybe is more open to everyone, more friendly. The other one makes sure that everything is organized properly. The third one makes sure that we will wake up at night for the lesson. The fourth one is doing something else, meaning in each one of us, there is something special with respect to our connection. So I look at it and I learn from them how much each one is special. And everyone should do it. And we need everyone. So I actually appreciate everyone and I love everyone, even though I relate to each one differently according to how he is. But when I connect all of them together, I see the 10. I see that the Creator is making it like a bouquet of flowers, meaning there are many different ones. But when you connect all of them together, you get all the different kinds there. And this is how we reach perfection. Moscow 1.
Вопрос из десятки. Что значит, что...
A question from the 10.
Что он якобы...
What does it mean that a friend is showing that he is as if turning to the Creator?
I don't know what he means, but I think that it should show me the Creator through him. It's not that he himself, that's not... But the Creator wants to show me something I need to change in myself. Petah Tikva 12.
What is the order of actions in turning to the Creator? I want to see that I got it right. I cannot turn to the Creator directly, so then I have to show the friends that I am turning to the Creator so that they will pray for me, and then I pray to Him. What or...
No, why should they pray for you? Who are you that they should pray for you? Together, all of you must turn to the Creator.
What is the order of the action? So the moment the person detects that he has to change...
Connect to them, you're not hearing me. And you heard it 1,000 times and didn't hear it. You need to connect to them and with them to come to a single heart, meaning one single desire. And in that desire, turn to the Creator. That's it. And write it down before you. You ask the same question every time. Nobody needs to pray for you. You need, together with them, to establish a single desire and to turn to the single Creator.
Petah Tikva 34.
However, this was said. However, this was said, however,
again, to subdue the evil inclination, that's why we're studying.
Yes, again, it follows that we engage in the Torah in order to subdue the evil inclination, meaning to achieve the dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, so that all our actions will be only in order to bestow. That is, by himself, a person will never be able to go against nature. Since the mind and heart that a person must acquire require assistance. And the assistance is through the Torah. It is, as the sages said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. By engaging in it, the light in it reforms one.
I think that much is clear, yes? The process has to be such where we study. Of course, we choose the most appropriate texts in order to assist us reaching our goal, which is in order to bestow. First of all, in order to bestow in the 10, then from the 10 towards the Creator. And on that path, if we do these things correctly, we invoke the force of the Creator. We invite a force from the Creator which corrects us, connects us, and then connects with us. Yes. Continue.
However, this was said that it is beneficial to elicit the light from the Torah if one aims, while engaging in the Torah, to study in order to receive the reward of the Torah called light. At that time, the studying of Torah is good for him. However, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah,
let's say that he studies in order to know. He studies the study of the Tansiot, Tess, not in order to receive the reforming lights, but in order to know what's written in each and every page. There is no benefit from such study. You understand where the critical point is? If we don't have the proper intention, if we don't attain adhesion is the ultimate goal.
However, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the Torah does not help complete the work of making a vessel of bestowal and not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. That is, the force of Torah that should have subdued the evil inclination is cancelled. This is the meaning of the words, any Torah with which there is no work, meaning when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, is finally cancelled, meaning that this force is cancelled.
And then it is written, they die without wisdom. And that is truly my greatest fear with respect to this large and good group we have now. And we're at a special time. The Creator is pushing us. He wants us to come closer and to attain the goal, to reach adhesion with Him. I'm afraid that we will miss the mark. And so I'm very concerned about us not learning in order to know, but rather learning in order to change so that our heart changes. Petach Tikva 6.
Rav, during the reading, we try to maintain the intention, and we discover that with each and every word, we have to renew it. However, what happens then is that you completely disconnect from the text. Don't worry,
Eyal. Don't worry about disconnecting from the text. If you have the right intention, the text will begin to illuminate upon you in a different way, emotionally, internally, not intellectually, as you now want to understand the text. And then where's the wisdom? Where's the intention? That's what I want to know. If you intend correctly, if you have the right intention, you will feel the text emotionally, not intellectually. The Torah doesn't enter the mind. It enters, it fills the heart. It corrects the desire. And then the desire begins to be arranged, aligned according to the Paltzufim, the worlds, whatever is written there. You will feel it in your will and not in your intellect. If you study with your intellect, you are on the degree of beast. A very intellectual beast, maybe, but a beast. If you study with right intention and the light comes and reforms you, then you feel it in the heart. The Torah comes to correct your heart, the will. And the will is just a will now, but then you begin to feel how it starts becoming aligned, organized inside according to Patsufim, qualities, that's on will. And then when it is all arranged, you begin to learn the wisdom of how the Creator corrects you, and organizes your will inside of you, where all of the world can be there, and that's how it works. And we don't need our mind, our intellect. We only need to organize these things correctly. Our teachers, what we see that our teachers wrote. If this is what Abaj and Baal Sulam write, and before them even many Kabbalists, we need to learn from them and not whatever you want in your belly. You finished university, something else, maybe, and you respect knowledge. We don't respect knowledge. We respect transformation, the transformation of the person's nature. And we don't respect the scholars. And you can bring me a scholar who knows the test by heart. That's not proof for me that I need to listen to him. No. The computer knows it better.
Okay, but what can I do about this strong drive that I have in me to study something?
So the Creator gives you that strong urge for you to control it and do what needs to be done. Yes, what can you do? Otherwise you'll be counting the pages as it's written, and no more. And you will die without wisdom, it is called. Because the wisdom of the Torah is the light of Chokhmah that comes and fills the soul to the extent that the soul prepares itself with the light of Chassadim. Then the light of Chokhmah can clothe on the light of Chassadim and so fulfill the person.
Last question. What is this stage when a person starts to study with intention? How does the change occur? What is that decision that shifts him from Chokhmah, from wisdom, to attainment?
The decision that this is what he needs or he won't reach the goal. He needs to fear dying without wisdom, at least in his will to receive. I'm not talking about being afraid of not bestowing upon the Creator. And it depends on the society, the support of the society.
I want to find that place to make the effort, that bullseye, to find the correct intention.
Inside your will, that's the place where you have your will, your desire. There, inside of it, you need to have the intention, meaning, what do you want? What do you want to attain? So you want to attain only one thing, bestowal towards the Creator, through bestowal to the friends. That is it. That is called the place. The place is called the will.
Florida.
Thank you very much. Recently, we're trying to work out of the feeling in the heart with the intention towards the will to bestow. So, how to correctly draw the reforming light in order to achieve everything that we're studying, to attain everything we're studying in the lesson?
You feel it in your heart. You say, we begin to feel in our heart that desire, so that lack. So, to that place, you want the reforming light to come. That's it. For it to change for you the way you use the desire, the will, the approach to it, what you want to attain through the will. Through the will, I want to attain love between all of us and connection. And that connection, I want to present to the Creator. Here, what we attained here, we want you to clothe in it. It is called, My Sons Have Defeated Me.
Peter. Okay, Rav, this is clear in dissemination. What about in our meetings of the 10? How will we draw the reforming light maximally? For example, when we meet on Zoom, what should we do so that this meeting will offer us the maximum contact with the reforming light?
To be as a single entity aimed towards the Creator. What can I tell you? Only that, one heart aimed towards the Creator. And do it for a minute or two quietly, in silence, with that intention. Introductions enough in the first part of the lesson, please.
Okay, so reading excerpt 61 from Bala Sulam Shamati 40, what is the measure of faith in the Rav? When one is engaging in the right, the time is right to extend the upper abundance.
The right means that he devotes himself completely to the Creator through the group, bestowal.
Because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form. Since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is, as our sages said, the Shekhinah, divinity, is present only out of gladness of a mitzvah, commandment. The meaning is that the reason that it brings him joy is the mitzvah, meaning the fact that the Rav has commanded him to take the right line. It follows that he keeps the commandment of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. The left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of the Creator. And he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can he be in wholeness? Nevertheless, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that his entire wholeness was built on above reason. And this is called faith.
We
need to accept this single condition above everyone. Whatever happens, there is only a single force doing it, the upper force. And so it's not that I acted incorrectly or that now I'm good, or it's not that I failed or succeeded, and it's not that I can blame myself or others. Above everything, it's the Creator who manipulates, who does all those things. And so I accept whatever happens every single moment as coming from Him alone. There's none else besides Him. And so all of our work is only to establish this rule that there's none else besides Him. Where whatever I feel now, whatever I receive, decide, think, it all comes from Him alone.
Lo pashut.
It's not simple. There are many internal contradictions here in each one of us. But this is how we need to establish ourselves nonetheless. But we shouldn't think that we shouldn't think that we will be in a state after that that I don't care about anything. It all comes from the Creator anyway. No, I need to rise above my reason, and that is then the spiritual height I've achieved. And then when I'm in a state, and it's opposite, then it means that I grab hold of a certain spiritual degree. Hebrew 10.
Rav, what does it mean to walk on the left line?
criticism, critical examination.
Earlier we said that walking on the right line means that he devotes himself entirely through the group to the Creator to bestow.
Correct. We need to be in that as much as possible, and we speak of this a lot.
There are friends that part of their devotion to the group and to the path is through criticism. This is how they express their
criticism over who?
It could be over the 10.
If it's about the 10, then it's not right. How can they know what the 10 is? They need to accept it as a thing which is whole. And then they need to have criticism over themselves, meaning to what extent can they see it as whole or not, and if they ascribe, they affiliate with that wholeness or not. If it's criticism over the 10, it's not the right approach. If the Creator places one's hand on the good fate and tells him, take this for yourself, then the person has to accept the 10 as a thing which is whole and to adapt himself to the 10 and not to whatever however he perceives the 10.
That is 100% clear, but if the criticism is regarding certain behaviors of the friends,
also, then he should scrutinize it with them. Why does he think so? Why does he see what he sees? It's only if he sees a person who's actually harmful, breaking the 10 apart, the connection in the 10. But it's not that he can just conduct criticism. First of all, it's not even good for me. I need to constantly see them as great as possible, really. See what Rabash writes about the 10.
Cuando nos esforzamos en la decena,
hello, Rav. We make an effort in the 10 to make the right to have the right intention to connect, and we raise a prayer, and the result is happiness.
¿Qué estamos haciendo mal en el trabajo de conexión, Rav?
And disconnection from the matters of the 10. How can we make sure that we stay on the right track and save ourselves from harming the 10.
Try and check how every day you feel the connection more and more from every day. You have to reach such a feeling that we have more connection today than yesterday, even more and more, and a tendency toward it and a yearning for it. It's a feeling, and it's very difficult to speak about a feeling, like to measure it. But afterwards, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, when we have definitions on degrees of aviyut and all the states, the lights that will fill us, Neranchai, and the vessels of Kachabzon, then we will know how to express it better. But for now, not really, only a feeling. That still, today, I feel like I'm yearning more than yesterday. My heart is drawn to it more. PT 34.
What am I supposed to do in order to make an inner change?
To try and connect in all your heart and soul to the 10. Otherwise, you won't have an inner change. Only to try and do everything Rabash writes about the 10. That's it. Next, Moshe. Of the Masach. Yeah, but In our connection, is there some level of connection between us, and then it disappears? What?
If there is between us a connection right now, it is still an egoistic connection. That's because we understand that we cannot attain the goal without being together. This could be also because that's what I'm told and that's what I do. But if I receive gradually the light that reforms from making all kinds of actions in the ten, then it turns out that this light influences and connects us somehow. And from this connection, we begin to recognize that we truly are worthy in spirituality a lot more if we are connected. And then we take into account the connection between us and long for it. What are you asking?
What we value, or the way we see our connection, that's the masach?
No. If we connect between us, not in order to receive and get something, but in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and that's why we connect, then it means that there is a masach between us. And with that masach, we can turn to the Creator.
Let's say that we attain such a point for a moment. What does it mean that the masach purifies? That state disappears, we go through something else.
The masach that purifies, mizdachech, means that I gradually feel that our power is lost. It disappears. Why does it disappear? Because let's say greater surrounding light influences us and it purifies the masach. It lets us feel that there is something greater. More pleasures, more disturbances, and accordingly, we are weakened. And then our masach purifies until it disappears. There can be such a thing. It can also be the other way around. There are many different states.
But we need to strengthen ourselves in that same state and ask for greater correction, meaning it.
Right, but typically the light works on us, and it's not the light that reforms. It's the light that brings us all sorts of pleasures, and we feel that towards these pleasures we are weakened, or all kinds of troubles come, which attract us to take care of them instead of being connected and bestowing to the Creator. Or it's either pleasures or troubles and problems, but then we can't be connected as we were. And then our common screen, the connection between us, weakens until it might disappear. And can even disappear for one moment. But then we feel that we basically fell from the ten, everyone fell to his own place. Even for a moment. And then we need to reestablish ourselves. We quickly come together, have some small meal between us or something else, discuss, workshop, study something, but we do something in order to reconnect. And then in our connection, we quickly muster our strength and turn to the Creator and ask Him for strength and get that strength. And once again, we exist as a ten, and we even feel some illumination, some attainment feeling within us, which the Creator shines a little. And it's possible that we already actually feel Him, meaning that we attain a new essence in the connection between us, and we understand the kind of connection between us, like He writes to us here. We recognize the kind of connection between us and also the upper light that works through that connection. And that's life. That's how we live, meaning the Creator already appears in us. And this is called the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Well, to receive until it comes to its complete correction.
You said that at a certain moment we will start understanding the force working on us. The fact that this force is weakening our connection every time.
Of course, because the more you are pushed away, the more you also gain a strength to come closer. And then you understand these things. And specifically from rejection and coming closer, you strengthen your screen and you better understand, you better feel your spiritual state.
The strengthening of the masach is a result of our mutual efforts in the ten.
Yes, that's why it says there's no righteous in the land meaning a desire, who did good, meaning did an action in order to bestow, without committing a sin, meaning he has to commit a sin before and after. That's the way of progress. Sin, commandment, meaning you do in order to receive, you correct it in order to bestow. You then make an action in order to receive, and then an action in order to bestow. There has to be evil, transgression, and then correction, good. That's how it works, intermittently, until everything is corrected. Because the Creator cannot immediately, instantly open up to yourself your whole infinite will to receive. You're not going to be able to do anything about it. So He opens a small portion and you correct it, and another portion and you correct it. And by these portions, you gain the ability to ultimately correct everything. And then you become like Him, understanding and feeling everything.
Another question, last one. Every time we connect in that same point of connection between us, we find a place, then it's taken away. If we return to the same degree we attained, or do we work above it?
We always go higher. We always rise in sanctity, you never go down.
Rav, when we enter this process of the degrees like you just explained, there's a feeling of the purification of a body, that there's like no forces in the body. Where do you acquire the force of the masach to integrate with the Creator and the friends?
From above, from the Creator, of course. Well, what are you saying? That you can receive some other strength from someone else? You get everything from the Creator, the klipot, the kedusha, the will to receive, the will to bestow, all kinds of characteristics, relationships, it all comes from above. You only need to somewhat align something that's given to you, which is yearning for the connection with the friends, and through the friends, connection with the Creator.
That's the supposedly only active action?
Only. Everything ends up in the ten, like Rabash writes, and if you follow what he writes, you'll succeed. Okay? Good. Now,
מה אני רואה כאן? עברו עשר.
What am I seeing here? Hebrew 10.
In the example of the restaurant and the masach and the money, so the more I long for it, so the masach means I have to long for less, to be sufficient with less?
No, you need to yearn as much as possible to bestow to the friends, and through that bestow contentment to the Creator. And then accordingly what the Creator gives you is what will happen.
What does it mean to put a masach in the tent?
How much I can bestow to them above my will to receive, to really try to yearn for them, not because of honor or their good attitude to me, but because I really want to reach bestow.
Seven.
Yesterday we scrutinized something in the ten and we got a few questions from it. It's a few questions. We'd like to understand the preparation for the lesson. Mutual emotional preparation, what is that?
We ultimately want to reach adhesion with the Creator. Adhesion with the Creator is according to equivalence of form. How much He gives is what we give, and we are with Him in equivalence. How to reach such equivalence? Learning from equivalence is something I can do only in the group. So before the lesson, we need to be in the group. When we connect together in the group, like Baal HaSulam writes, accordingly, therefore before the study, well, like Baal HaSulam writes, I think in letter 17, or no, item 17 in the introduction to tests, that the student pledges to strengthen himself in the faith of the Creator and reward and punishment and so on. To reach that, meaning that we want faith. The power of faith is the power of bestowal. And and out of that, we organize our group, we organize our study, that we each time are inclined to that, we are committed to that, and so on. That's the main thing, and it doesn't really matter what we're studying, or whether we understand what we're studying or not, like he writes in item 155 and so on, that we don't understand, but it doesn't matter. Perhaps the fact we don't understand helps us even more, because then we long to understand and we don't understand, and we demand the light that reforms by doing so instead of demanding knowledge. Because I feel that in my mind, I can't digest it. How's it going to help me if I understand what goes up and what goes down? I have to be internally, emotionally connected to it. So it plays in me. That's the main thing. What does he write in item 17?
He writes in the introduction a test. This one who studies commits before the lesson to strengthen himself in the faith of the Creator and his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, faithful is the one who will pay you for your actions, and he will aim his exertion to be for the mitzvot of the Torah. In this way, he will be able to enjoy the light in it, that his faith will strengthen and grow through the remedy in this light. Then his heart will be sure that from lo lishma he will come to lishma.
That's enough. Okay, friends, we'll get stronger and achieve it. The fact that we are looking for how to better and better enter the spiritual path each time, that's the most important thing.